Kenfo, welcome back. I miss y'all, man. Another episode of Key to the City podcast. You know who it is, your favorite Kenfo, Keone G, Mr. Key to the City. And I appreciate everybody that's been supporting the podcast thus far, whatever you've been doing, liking, sharing, commenting, telling your mom, your dad, and them. I sure appreciate it. You had to do it, but you did. And while I'm at it, man, just pray for Jackson, Mississippi, man. Going through a lot right now, recently. So much violence in the city, but I still believe, I still got faith that we can turn this thing around. Condolences to the family of Laramie Collins, Jacktown Bud. And I'm praying for you, Toya, my classmate, his sister. So I'm praying for everybody involved in that and just everything that's going on in the city. We better than that, baby. Let's get it together. But I want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to this episode, which I'm excited about, hyped about. I got one of my kin folks in the building with me, one of my creative partners. And I definitely admire his work. You've seen him around. He is the host and founder of Verbal Intercourse Podcast, that Jumpy Lit, where you saw some of your favorite artists doing like a MTV Unplugged type of vibe with it, which I love. He's very creative, very dope. He also a host of Society Row, which is another podcast based out of New York. Y'all definitely check that out. And as you can see, he is one of the drip gods. and I actually feel a little bit underdressed, so let me switch this thing up a little bit. 2-1. Now I feel a little bit more comfortable. You see that there? I had to match my guy Drip, but definitely one of the up-and-coming creators around the city and nationally. I got mad respect for him, and you never see him sweat because he cold. Y'all give it up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for my kinfo, Nick Walker. What's going on, Pippin'?
Hey, appreciate you for having me, man. Just blessed to be here, dog.
I appreciate you joining me, bro. And I also forgot to mention, it's kind of like returning a favor for a favor. Uh-huh. He was kind enough to invite me on his platform, and who am I not to open that door? But we were gonna make that happen anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
So most definitely glad to have you, bro. I respect everything you're doing, and just want my audience to get to know more about you. You originally from Jackson?
Yep. Originally from Jackson. Lived majority of my life in Madison.
Okay.
Grandmother house was in Ghost Town, off Hanging Moss, north side.
Mm-hmm.
My other grandma house, West Jackson, off Clinton Boulevard. So yeah, I've been here. Like I'm mostly known in Jackson because I never went to no Madison schools. I went to all JPS schools. Was at my grandma's house pretty much all day, and then at night I stay in Madison. So that's how I see. A lot of people don't even know that about me. Hell, my own basketball teammates know the school didn't know it was illegal. It was definitely illegal.
But the statute of limitations is up.
Yep.
He out of that now. You a JSU alumni, right?
Yes, sir.
How you like everything that's going on over there?
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's crazy because a lot of people, I feel like some of my alums, they've been trying to pull my card saying, I want to always be the Jackson State football team like that. Yeah. I want going to the games like that. I've been going to the games since I was like about 5 or 6.
Since a kid. Yeah.
So granted, you know, I've been going to the games since that early. I went all the way through the 2000s, traveled with the team, did all that. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, went to the games then. You know what I'm saying? I was never one of those people that was just rah-rah all over social media. Never one of those people that go back and forth with, you know, other swag, other HBCUs, stuff like that, because I appreciate all of them and what they do for the black community, and I appreciate all black athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying, people try to pull my card a little bit, like I ain't been at the games, like I ain't been, Like, I've been supporting the basketball teams when it's only been like 20 people in the stands. I've been at Jayden State basketball team, so game. So
put some respect on his name.
Yeah, gotta put some respect on my name. I'm a proud alum too.
Yeah.
Class of 2011.
It just ain't started.
Yeah,
for sure. He been ripping.
For sure.
So where you get your creative juices from, man?
Man.
Was you in the band or something?
Nah, man. Honestly, like I get my creative juices, man, from just, I don't know, just listening to a lot of music, hanging out with a lot of creatives. Mm-hmm. You know, as I matured, I feel like my creative juices started to flow even more when I just had the time to just sit and be idle and think of things to do and think of things to create. So, so yeah, man. Like, you know, I had been on my school grind for a while. I had originally went to Hampton after JSU, but then I went to Hampton for a year. Then I moved back home and I went to UMMC and I finished with my doctorate of physical therapy. So I was on my school grind for a long time. And so when I finished it in 2017, you know what I'm saying, I was just practicing as a PT. But then, you know, I just, you know, wanted to put my mind in another place outside of work and creating and podcasting seemed like the perfect lane for me.
Facts, which is a great segue to my next question. But first I was gonna ask, is Hampton in Virginia?
Yep, Hampton, okay. Virginia. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the birthplace of Allen Iverson, Michael Vick.
Facts.
Yeah, I saw AI in like Hooters one day. I was starstruck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he walked right by me. He looked just exactly like how you would think AI would look like.
You ain't holler at him?
I ain't holler at him because one thing about me and celebrities, I don't try to say nothing to them because if they shun me, I ain't going to feel the same way about them.
Understood.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But still, man, I feel like I should have taken a chance. It ain't just that. I think it all depends on how you come at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would have my approach. I'm never, even though inside, my heart might be beating a thousand times a bit.
Yeah.
I'm on some, what's up, man? I appreciate you. I'm a big fan. How you doing? Or something like that. Just to be able to greet them or something like that. Most of the time, I had good experiences. I ain't never met no asshole. That's why I said it'll be my dream to interview Prime, because growing up, he was like my Michael Jordan because I was in the football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
I'd be broken hearted if he'd be like, look, nigga, I ain't doing no interview with you.
Real talk. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you take that chance.
Right.
You take that chance. But I think Prime, I feel like, you know, I've seen him out in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in the spring out in the city, because he didn't have that foot issue during the fall. But I know when Sweet 100 was open, he was up in there just chilling.
Mm.
And like people was just walking up taking pictures. So I think he'd be a cool, you know, cool person to try to get on the interview.
I'm gonna definitely shoot my shot.
Yeah.
Prime, I got you.
Yeah.
But back to the podcast lane, how did you secure the Society Road gig?
Man, honestly, it's a Facebook group with black podcasters and this guy, He is like the owner of the whole creative agency. So Society Row is like a creative agency and like a agency to kind of get people out there with building their brands. As far as it got makeup artists, it got models, it got photographers, it got musicians, it got business owners, black business owners. So the guy was saying he's looking for a podcast host, and I just DM'd him, and I sent them some of my podcast episodes, and then he was like, you know, he wanted to talk to me, so I talked to him, and then I did a podcast for him. He was like, he liked how I do it, so.
Hey,
yeah,
see, that hit me personally, man, because I always, I'm always looking for different lanes to reach out and get into. So it is always good. So, but one of the areas I feel like I run into is that most of my content is like urban based, hip hop based. So if I reach out to somebody like Society Row, I feel like they would be like, that's not what they're looking for. But you in the space of hip hop and.
Mm-hmm.
So you sent them content of verbal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one thing about verbal intercourse, you know, and one thing that a lot of people don't know about me is that I have an actual doctorate And so people respect that. You know how in society people respect degrees and stuff like that. So, you know, shoot, a lot of people got degrees and it don't mean that you're educated in a way above people. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just a degree.
Right.
But at the end of the day, with Society Row is cool because they really just want an experience. Sometimes you just got to put yourself out there and they say no. You know what I'm saying? They say no.
That's the word.
But your stuff is... like really versatile. I mean, you done had politicians, you done had business owners, you done had artists, you done had, you know, you, mm-hmm. like you're as versatile as my podcast is, which a lot of podcasts, they aren't as versatile. You know, they usually have a certain theme, and I feel like that's why they have a harder time securing guests.
Mm.
Like, I feel like, yeah, because your guests have to fit the mold. With me, I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, if you got something good going, I want to talk to you.
There you go. See, I'm on the same way.
Yeah.
See, I knew we related. But before we get into verbal intercourse, it's one of the hottest podcasts out there. What do you think about the creative space of Jackson right now? Just where it's going compared to where it's been. Are you surprised to see so many digital platforms pop up in the last 2 years, I guess?
I'm not surprised. It's just, you know, I would say because I feel like the whole world is kind of gravitating towards creating things, especially during the pandemic. Everybody, you know, had idle time. So they start creating stuff, whether it been a business boutique, whether it been podcast or blog or, you know, whatever they like to partake in. But at the end of the day, I would say that I'm surprised to see a bunch of podcasts because I feel like it ain't really cut for everybody.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people just, they dibble and dabble in it, and then, you know, they see what happens, which, you know, I feel like I love the art form. Like, I love the art form. I love doing it. I love trying to secure guests, stuff like that. And, you know, it ain't for everybody, you know, but, you know, shit, I ain't here to knock nobody, you know what I'm saying? Let them do what they do. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't think it's for everybody. The creative environment in Jackson, I feel like it's on the come up. But I also feel like everybody isn't appreciating everybody and what they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
You think it's only one lane that's expected out here?
Yeah, even when it comes to music. I mean, I think the lane that Jackson is trying to, as far as artist-wise and rap-wise, hip-hop-wise, I think they're trying to be what I would say Memphis is doing right now.
Mm.
Kind of like it's, you know, this trap, Dirty South, when I feel like Mississippi, we deeply rooted in music. I feel like we one of the creators of music in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As far as, like, you know, we created blues and stuff like that and the rock and roll and all that.
Documented.
Like, you know, we soulful people. We the city of soul in Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the music scene could be more diverse. I feel like it's some artists out here that don't get the amount of respect that other artists get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they're just as talented or even more talented, more so.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's creatives that don't get the same amount of respect. But I also just tell everybody to just, you know, keep walking in your lane, keep grinding. You feel me?
So, keep doing you.
Yep.
Verbal intercourse. Words fucking. Where you come up with the title? You can get it from that Raekwon song.
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Yes,
he
I did.
He deeply rooted.
Yeah,
give it up for Dr. Nick Walker.
Yeah, yes, I did, man. I love the Wu-Tang, dog. That's like,
okay.
That's like, you know what I'm saying, my shit. But like, Nas my favorite artist of all time.
Okay.
So I think.
So Ether or Takeover?
Definitely Ether, man.
Don't be biased now.
I ain't being biased. Yeah. I fuck with Takeover too now, though.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a Jay-Z fan. People don't give me respect for being a Jay-Z fan. They feel like I just be, you know, frauding or whatever. But
yeah.
I fuck with Jay-Z.
Okay. So where your idea for it come from? Not the title. I know that's Wu-Tang inspired, but I don't think nothing been done like that in the city.
Yeah, well,
I was kind of like, damn.
Yeah,
I should have did that shit. But where you come from that idea
for? Well, man, shit, I basically, you know what I'm saying, shoot, I had said I had wanted to create a podcast because I would say back in 2016, I was blogging on cutorank.com. I was writing for Rye Red, Red Productions. Mm-hmm. He had a blog site. It was called cutorank.com. And, you know, I had a hip-hop and sports page called The Warm Up, named after J. Cole's mixtape, famous mixtape, The Warm Up. And so I would blog and stuff like that. And then I noticed that podcasting was becoming a thing, and I was kind of nervous because I had never talked behind no mics before, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, when I was listening to podcasts, I was just like, you know, this shit ain't formal like that. You can basically talk, you know what I'm saying? And I know, and I'm opinionated, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's something that I'm good at. I can form an opinion on a lot of different things. I don't like to be around indifferent people that don't feel shit. People, if you ask them about a topic, they be like, well, shit, I don't know. You know, they like it, I love it. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like, you know, if I ask you about something, you know what I'm saying? Shit, give me an answer. I remember when I was single and I was dating, if I hung out with a girl and, you know, I asked her about, you know, some current events or some shit, and, you know what I'm saying, she had no feeling or nothing about it, or she ain't care this, that, and the other, I just was like, eh, I don't think I'm gonna like her.
Right.
Real talk.
Yeah. But I ain't seen the unplugged type joints lately.
Yeah. I wanna keep doing it. The only thing that happened was the guy that was doing the editing and the filming, he moved to Memphis. So I'ma probably end up getting somebody else to do it. So whoever out there looking,
I was home.
Yeah. Whoever out there looking.
Cause it looked like y'all had the lighting and everything.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Lighting was dope. Chris Valentine won a star back, Valen Crime.
Mm-hmm.
What's his Green Wellness?
Yeah. He's okay. Doing like, what, CBD?
Yeah, shout out to Chris Valentine. Yeah, check him out for the CBDs and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I want to definitely get back into it, but I also got an idea to do it differently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the topics that's discussed on
Verbal Intercourse?
Like, yeah.
So, on Verbal Intercourse, man, we try to be as versatile as possible, you know. Mm-hmm. Mental health has been talked about several times on there. We've had dating topics. Those are very popular on there. We've talked to nurses, doctors about COVID.
Yeah.
Ex-NFL athletes, rappers, producers, man, you name it, dog. Talk to IT people, tech people, mm-hmm. Ashley Cephas, shout out to her.
Yeah, I want to holler at you, Miss Cephas.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure, man. I feel like we've been versatile, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I still don't get the respect that I deserve.
Boy, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like I don't get the respect I deserve for the podcast, for the production, all that type of stuff. But, you know, maybe it'll come, maybe it don't.
Does it matter to you?
The numbers don't lie. It matters to me because, you know what I'm saying, I'm competitive, you know. And I feel like, you know, when you putting something together, and I believe it's dope, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Other people hit me up, they be like, man, that shit dope. I love that episode, or I love this, I love that, or even if you don't, I love your shot glass, or I love your t-shirts, mm-hmm. or this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? That matters to me, cause it's just like, when it come up to like people getting awards and shit, I be like, you know, I ain't shunning nobody. I be like, they shit ain't better than mine. They shit ain't consistent like mine. They like, that's what I be feeling.
You talking about like Best of Jazz?
Shit like that, yeah.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
That's why we need to, you see, I won Best of Jazz in 2020, but I think it was off the strength of it being something new and me requesting that people vote for me. I don't really want it like that. I'm appreciative and grateful for it, but I don't really want it like that.
But that's the thing. That go back to what you were saying. How do you expand? See, when you see you got on your resume now, I won the best in the capital city of a state that I had the best podcast. So if you was to ever be like, fill out a resume and somebody like, man, I need a podcast, I'm gonna pay them this amount of X dollars. It could be a big, you could be a podcaster for Genius or XXL or Vibe, you feel me? And you had, you know what I'm saying? You have it on the resume. It look good, you know what I'm saying? That'll be that's a great accolade. I was happy for you to get it because you work hard.
Yeah,
some of the people that's nominated, I'd be like, this motherfucker ain't put out no podcast in 2019.
I was like,
what the fuck?
Exactly. But we ain't gonna get into that. Shout out to everybody. What's your goal with it? Do you have a end game? I'm asked it all the time, like, what's your end game? Like,
I don't have one.
I love what I do. And I can only imagine, like, having it to be able to take care of your livelihood and you still be able to do it, that feeling. But what's your goal for it?
Man, I'm not sure, man. I think my ultimate goal is just to feel the fulfillment of the respect, and I feel like to just keep it going and keep building off of it. I don't have an objective goal, but I will say that I do have ideas to also create other podcast platforms and stuff like that, as well as to help other people create their podcast.
Like a network?
Yeah. Because I got another podcast idea. I got two podcast ideas right now that all I gotta do is just, you know, record this shit.
Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say it out loud because niggas might steal it. But definitely, yeah, it's just I wanna get it out there. But I do realize that it takes actually years and years for your shit to just hit. Like, some people that I see got real popular podcasts, like if you just go to like Spotify or Apple, if they not a celebrity,
yeah,
it took them years and years and years for that shit to hit, you know what I'm saying?
Just like music, kinda.
Yeah.
You gotta build your audience.
For sure.
And if you don't already have like a following or a platform already, you gonna have to put the grind into it. But you got to love what you do.
Yeah.
'Cause I see a lot of, like, before I started, I did a lot of research and just looked on just Apple, just scrolling through, and you'll see people that haven't posted since 2018 or 2017.
Real.
You'll burn out if you ain't dedicated to it. You don't love what you do.
Yeah.
So I just,
'cause honestly, it's fun to me. Like, I don't get burned out because I just be like, shit, I ain't doing nothing but having a conversation with you for an hour.
But I'm talking about, like, do you, was Valentine doing the editing? Or you get into
all that? Well, Jordan Red was doing the editing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, on the next thing, I wanna just honestly do everything myself. 'Cause, like, honestly, he used to, you know, put my podcast together, Jordan Red and stuff like that, as far as even with me recording. But then he stepped back, and then I got new intro music with Dollar. I edited my own stuff, and I recorded my own stuff regardless if it was in person or was it over the web and shit like that. And I ain't had no problem with that. And then, you know what I'm saying, I created YouTube teach a nigga anything. So I put a bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying, together on my own. And so with me, on this next segment that I want to do with Verbal Intercourse Soliloquy, I want to really get into the details of some of the bars that people be spitting. Like, I want it to be like Rap Genius, but Mississippi version. And I kind of want it to be like a one-on-one interview, to where I can just record it and edit it my own, so it won't have to be, you know what I'm saying, like just a performance. It'll be like, okay, I'm breaking down my lyrics, which when I have an artist on, I kind of get them to do that shit anytime. You know, I did one with Dollar when he made Free. I did one with Josh Waters. Shout out to Josh Waters.
Shout out to Josh Waters with the Cyclone Tour.
Yeah.
They just had their stop in Jackson.
Yeah, it was dope. That's what I want to be on, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, different people in Jackson doing what we did after we did it, and so got to switch the lane up a little bit.
You would you be interested in, like, if you got an offer from revolt or vice, or you'd be interested in doing something like that, like Desus and Mero.
Hell yeah.
Who wouldn't be, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what I'd be for as well. But we'll, I was going to bring up something, but we'll discuss that off.
Oh, yeah.
Key to the City podcast. We're here with my kinfolk, Nick Walker, Eco. A lot of violence going on in the city, man. It's sad because it's almost, you kind of connected to what happened with Dolph in Memphis. May he rest in peace. And then with the murder of Jacktown Bud, he was a prominent figure in our city as well. Uh-huh. Do you ever get the feeling of, one, not being safe in your city, and two, that, man, it's too much, I'm going to have to move away to build a platform or the venture that I see in my vision? Do you deal with that, or you just like, that's just the nature of the beast that occurs everywhere, and I can still build a solid foundation here? Like, what's your stance on that?
I mean, you know, I'm not opposed to moving, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, some people kind of need to stick around to be that rock in their city, stuff like that. All the violence, that shit is crazy. Mississippi, we've been up there in the national rankings for a minute. But I would say a lot of it is just due to the lack of economic advantages in the city. Mm-hmm. For instance, a prime example, Capital City Classic weekend. Everybody was getting money the whole weekend. It was a bunch of shit to do in the city. You know what I'm saying? They said, yeah, it wasn't no murders this day at all. And I told my girl, I was like, because everybody had something to do in the city.
Occupied.
Yeah, everybody was occupied. Uh-huh. I'm too occupied to go kill somebody tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a lot of it has to do with the lack of economic infrastructure in the city. And I think that's the main problem in the city, more than crime, because without economic infrastructure, you gonna have crime. Mm-hmm. Period. Like you know, I've watched The Wire on a continuous loop. That's like my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
But when you look at that, you just look at the different social constructs in a city and how they all work together and create a big problem. Mm-hmm. To where and the problem be so big to where you can't even point to the root of the problem.
Facts.
So when it comes to, you know, all the murder and stuff like that, man, niggas is killing because they broke. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't getting nothing out of it.
They ain't getting nothing out of it. But I'm saying the root of the problem is I'm broke.
Okay.
Because if I had money, I wouldn't even be thinking about doing none of this shit.
There you go. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's fact.
Yeah.
That's fact. Since you mentioned why, what side you lean towards more, or what personality you got more of? Stringer Bell or Avon Barstow? Or Marlo?
Man, shoot. Honestly, bruh.
You come off as a Stringer Bell type nigga.
Nah, see, I'm gonna tell you why I'm not Stringer Bell though. Because okay. Stringer Bell thought he looked at the world as, if I play this game, I can come out on top. When if you playing the game, you done already lost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So Avon, like to me, Avon is a way better character than Stringer Bell, because Avon knows how the world looks at him and he embraces it, rather than trying to run away from something to create this facade of what I could be. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to take classes and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to take classes and shit. And he got played out his money because he said, man, when you walk down there in that office, they looked at you like you was a ghetto nigga anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I like Avon and Marlo. I don't like him at all. I don't know why.
he was just
ruthless.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. I can't ride with K like that. Oh, and while we're on it, rest in peace to my man, Is it Michael?
Michael K. Williams.
Michael K. Williams.
Yeah.
We gonna miss you, dog. Omar, yeah. Rest in peace. Bruh, thank you for stopping by. I wanna close out on just a couple more things. So recently in the news, two big trials.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Kyle Rittenhouse, which a lot of people was like, why are black people so invested in this case? Y'all know why we is invested. First, it was during the BLM march.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle kind of represents like the system.
Yep.
And the people he murdered kind of represent us. Yep. Even though they was white.
Right.
And then you had the Ahmaud Arbery case.
Yep.
Which it seems like we'll get a little bit of justice on that. So overall, you don't have to detail each case, but in our lifetime, do you see any prominent productive changes being made as far as racism, progress, economic progress, equality and justice, equal justice systems, all of that?
Well, especially, no, definitely not equal justice system.
This thing is too up.
Yeah, you never going to get that. But I will say this, you know, black people as a whole, we done made a lot of progress given the circumstances that we were given. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I take a look at those two cases, like you said, we got some sort of Ahmaud Arbery. We got some sort of justice with Ahmaud Arbery, which that shit. The reason why I won't say we got complete justice because that brother should have never been murdered like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a choice but to convict them. It was on camera, and they knew that the state of Georgia was gonna burn down to the ground if they didn't take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that Kyle Rittenhouse stuff when they threw out the weapons charge, I knew it was finna go bad. So,
mm-hmm.
Because I felt like that was primarily the case right there when you threw out the weapons charge. So, but you know, you're right. He do represent, I would say, the white patriarchy infrastructure that has got this nation in the way it is now. He represents that. He represents everybody with the NRA. He represents all that. And they congratulating him for it.
He about to be rich as shit.
Yeah, he about to be rich as hell. He about to write a book, you know, get rich.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw a video,
a spot in office.
Real talk, real probably.
That's gonna be scary.
Probably so. You know, I saw a video on TikTok. These people, they was in a bar and they was watching the verdict.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said not guilty, the bar like uproared. I don't know what state it was in, but I was just like, that is like wild that you can be, you know, in public and everybody surrounding you excited because this dude got off of killing two people.
And I'm all for self-defense, but I just don't think it was self-defense in this case.
Yeah, you brought the drama.
That's it. And I just can't help but think, hey, he been a 17-year-old Trayvon Martin strapped.
He would have got killed on sight.
And even if he'd have made it to court,
right,
man, that'd have made a zeppelin out of your ass. You better believe that, bro.
Real talk.
But, I appreciate you stopping by. Key to the city, brother. You have the key to the city. And I'm hoping we can do it. That's why I'm not trying to say it on camera, because we already talked about mm-hmm. what I want to do. So
I'm definitely down.
We talk more about that. But, bro, how can people keep up with you, follow you, support you, check out what you got going on?
Oh, yeah. Instagram, Verbal Intercourse Jackson, JXN. Also Instagram, my personal page, Nick Walker He Co. And also Facebook, Nick Walker's Verbal Intercourse Jackson, as well as on TikTok, Verbal Intercourse Jackson, JXN, as well as on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can type in Nick Walker's Verbal Intercourse, and I'll be right there. Check out some episodes.
He all over the place, man. Make sure y'all like, share, comment, support. I'm putting you on the spot, but give me three your favorite artists. It ain't got to be in no particular order. Local.
Local.
And give me three of your favorite platforms out right now outside of verbal intercourse, outside of key to the city.
Okay. Yeah, you will put me on this. All right, definitely Dollar Black.
Black!
Yep, definitely Dollar Black. Got Silas.
For sure.
Yep. And shout out to my guy. Y'all need to hear more of him. Twina Man. That's my brother.
Spell that.
Twina Man. His last name is Jared. Well, his first name. His name is Jared Twina, but Twina Man. TWYNAMAN. Okay. And he barred up. But it's a lot of people, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kevo. Shoot, man. It's a bunch of them, bro. Dolo. Man, it's so many, bro. I can name a bunch.
Is that
of
Kevo
them.
Got it?
Yep, Kevo got it. Yeah, he working on some. Man, shout out to Fly Production. So many, dog. Yeah, I can't even. Not everybody that's been on Verbal Intercourse of this week. I love all y'all music, for real, because they all barred up.
Bruh.
And you couldn't even be on there if you weren't barred up. So
why y'all take this question so to the chest? Like, I can never get Coke Boumaye to give me his top five.
Cause niggas always.
It ain't no shade type thing. It's a.
You know how
but niggas. But I know what comes
from. You
know
from. How niggas be, man.
You gonna get texted.
Hold on, nigga, you ain't say my name? Yeah, that's how niggas be.
Yeah. You ain't give me three platforms.
Three platforms, all right.
They could be a podcast or a talk show.
Let me see. So outside of me and yours,
yeah.
Got Sip My Thoughts. He actually live in Dallas. Oh. But shout out to Tyler Carter. He been creating. He a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Real dope podcast. Let me see. Who else? My girl that do all the interviews, she
Foxy.
Shout out to Foxy.
We gonna work, baby, I promise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was on her show.
Mm-hmm.
Real dope experience. I actually got lit, so
yeah.
Let me think. One more. Hey, man, it's like I can't think of nobody because you caught me off
guard. I help you out. You get B-Goat, Sherry L Alert. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, shout out to everybody.
There we go.
Because I rock with y'all platforms. Yeah,
we support everybody, man. Positive vibes. But yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out Nick Walker, all his social media handles. Make sure you check out Key to the City Apparel, podcast, media, and hey man, we just wish everybody 100, wish everybody the best. This has been another episode of Key to the City Podcast. I'm your kinfolk, Keone G, Mr. Key to the City. He is the King Nick Walker, Dr. Walker. Don't get it twisted. This has been another episode of Key to the City Podcast. Peace, love. Blessings.
We out.
Yeah, that was dope. For shizzle. Damn, 37 minutes. I've been trying to keep him under 30, but sometimes you just be in the zone.
Yeah, that's a good time too, cause